Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Vav, and we are on Mem Hey Amav Beis. We're in the middle of a discussion of Machlokas Tanoim, of Rebbe, the two days, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, and those who argue with him in terms of a tree. A tree, we know an Asherah tree is Aser Midah Araisa to get benefit from. It's an Avodah Zarah tree, and there is a Machlokas Tanoim, whether one plants a regular tree, a non-Avodah Zarah tree, and then decides later to serve it, does that have the status of an Asherah and Isser Hana'ah related to Avodah Zarah? So that was the Machlokas Tanoim yesterday. That was Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda held that an Elon that was planted, and then it was served afterwards, that is also Usser. So the Gemara, towards the bottom, went into the different sources. Like, if he has an extra pasuk to teach me that Elon should Nata'o, Sof Avdo, so is that if that's going to be usher, so what do you do with other psukim? Back and forth, the Gemara is in the middle of the conversation. So we pick it up in the middle. Let's pick it up with, again, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. About the 8 lines up from the bottom, we're going back and forth in terms of the psukim that are used. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Svar Minale. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that when they went into Eretz Yisrael, first they had to break all the Avodah Zarah that they saw, leave it there, don't burn it yet, and then go conquer the nations and settle, Kibush V'chiluk, the 14 years of Yeshua ben Nun's taking charge of everything and settling everyone. And then after that, so then one would, they would go back and burn it. So, Nafgalemi, Abay to Abdun, you know that from the double Lashon, Abay V'acharkach to Abdun. V'rabbanon, and what would the Rabbanon do with that pasuk? Hamiboy lei lo okra avodas gochavim. That would be used for being okra avodasarish et sarich l'shari shachareha. That's meant to teach me that you have to search after it. L'shari shachareha, from the word, from roots. You have to go in and go deep and search for the avodasara. That's the extra lashon of abed to abdun. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, l'sharei shachareha minalei. How does Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda then know that you have to be mishari shachareha, you have to like search and destroy? Nafgalei mi v'yibadetem as shmam minamakomahu. You shall destroy the name of Avodah Zarah minamakomahu, from that spot. And therefore, that's how you know they have to be mishari shachareha. What did the Rabbanan use that pasuk for? We'll see in a second. It's interesting, when the Rambam quotes this halacha of being mishari shachareha, he also quotes another detail, which is based on a sifri. Based on the sifri, says the Rambam, in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, says the Rambam, mitzvahs asehi la'abed Avodah Zarah. It's a mitzvah asei daraisa to destroy Avodah Zarah to all those that service the Avodah Zarah and anything made for the Avodah Zarah. Shenei b'shvila. Shenemar abei ta'abdun es kol ha'makamos. V'nemar ki im ko ta'asu lahem is b'choseihem titosu v'gomer. And then the Rambam adds, U'be'eretz Yisrael mitzvah lirdof achareha ad shenovad ota b'mikol artzeinu. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to totally destroy it from the whole land. To search and destroy. Aval b'chutz la'aretz, ein anu mitzuvin lirdof acharechom, ela kol makom shenichbosh oto novad kol Avodah Zarah shebo. In Eretz Yisrael, even if you don't live in an area, there's a mitzvah to search out and destroy and find every little Avodah Zarah and get rid of it. It's God's palace. So therefore we have to get rid of every single spot, even in a place where Jews don't live. But in Chutz La'aretz is only in a place where we find ourselves. Shneimar v'ibadam hashemar namachom ahu. Quoting our pasuk that we just quoted in the Gemara. Be'eretz Yisrael atam mitzuvah lerdof achareihem, be'enatam mitzuvah lerdof achareihem b'chutz la'aretz. So that chilek is not beferish here in the Gemara, and the Gra quotes this sifri. The Sifri Parshas Re'eh, Al Pelsek V'yivadam Shemam, Yochol Atam Mitzuvah L'Erdov Acharehem, Tamalomar V'chutz La'aretz, Tamalomar V'yibatem Es Shemam, Be'eretz Yisrael Atam Mitzuvah Kach. He quotes that there is the difference. And then the Gemara continues, V'lechora Hachiluk Bein Eretz Yisrael L'chutz La'aretz, Hu She'Be'eretz Yisrael Afilu B'makom Shelo Kibashnu Chayiv L'Va'er, Aval B'chutz La'aretz Dafka B'makom Shekivashnu V'kachu V'bismag, the Chulu, and the Gra continues. That's a chiluk between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz regarding the mitzvah of destroying Avodah Zarah. The Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha in Yoredeya, in Simen Kuf Mem Vav, Tesvav, the Shulchan Aruch does not quote the chiluk. Tzarech, the last line of Simen Kuf Mem Vav. Tzarech l'shari shachar ha'elilim. Right, this is halacha in halacha l'maisa. We don't do this really generally, b'zman hazeh, but it's not a din in the base of Migdash. Destroying Avodah Zarah, if I had an Avodah Zarah, I have to destroy it even today. Tzarich l'sharish acher elilim. Right? You have to destroy all related issues to Avodah Zarah, says the Shulchan Aruch, Lachados L'Hashem Ginai, which Beis Hashem will get to. But the Shulchan Aruch does not have any limitations like the Rambam has in the Mishnah Torah. Okay, so that's the Chilek. Let's continue. So the Verabbanan. What did the Rabbanan do with the pasuk of Ibadatem Es Shemam? You shall destroy the name of the Avodah Zarah. You should search and destroy. Ha'ul Achados L'Hashem. That is in order to teach me to be mechane, shame, to scoff at the Avodah Zarah. Remember, we had a couple of days ago, we mentioned the thought of Rav Schwab about why Dafka Yishayahu HaNavi got a nevuah relating to a specific description of the Avodah Zarah, about unable to relieve its waste. That was what we discussed. But again, L'chad L'Shem, to give it some type of nickname. D'Tanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Minayin L'Okra, Avodah Zkochavim, Shetzorach L'Shari Shachareha, Rabbi Lazar holds, how do you know when one uproots Avodah Zarah, one has to uproot it. Right, lisharish, sometimes words in Hebrew mean the word or its opposite. You have to know based on context. So lisharish is that it should take root, but here it also means to uproot. Right, sometimes you have the same word that can mean opposite. Lisakel sometimes means to stone, and sometimes can mean to remove the stones. Right, depending on the context. So says the Gemara, Tabalav Ribat Beshemam. So you know that you have to uproot it and search and destroy from that pasuk. Amalo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Valuk farnemar abeit ta'abdun." It already says to destroy it. Imkein matam alom Rabbi Batem Hashemam and Amakomahu. So what's the extra phrase? Vachanos l'shem, right? To give it that nickname. Yachol l'shevach. You might think that it's to give it a name, a positive, a wonderful name, a name of appreciation. Says the Gemara, L'shevach sakadaitach, what kind of havamin is that? You'd think that you have to praise Avodah Zarah? Ella, no. Yochol lo l'shevach lo l'gnai. You might think, just don't say anything about it. Don't give it a name of shevach or a name of gnai. Tamalomar shakith t'shaksenu v'sa'if t'sa'avenu. Ki cheirem hu. Ha'ketzad, ha'yekoron oso beis galya, koron oso beis karya. They call it beis galya. Gal, is it like a mountain? So they call it beis karya, the dug, or the place that's dug in. Opposite, ain kol, ain coats. Give it different names. Good. So again, what's the hav? The Gemara already asked the question, but the Achronim are also bothered exactly what the havamina is to give it yachol l'shvach. How exactly are you supposed to understand that? So there are various suggestions given along with what is mentioned in the Gemara. The lechem starim quoted here in the Biur Adav suggests shemeduber kan ba'adam shemedaber divrei Torah. Umikivan shehu litzarech divrei Torah, mutar lachanos shein l'avodah zarah she'ina ksuva b'torah. Mishem gnai l'shem shvach. Kodem haisa nikris p'nei kelav yichanos o p'nei melech. If you're talking in Torah, so maybe talking in Torah, you might have thought to give it a different type of name. Meaning even if it's a disgusting name, so maybe I shouldn't say that when I'm learning Torah. It's inappropriate. The answer is no. Dafka. You know, you have to, even in the context of Torah, right, that the one might, one has to do that. There's a discussion also, about this. So also one of the Achronim discusses that if the halachas of, let's say according to the Rambam mentions there's a special din of Eretz Yisrael. What about this din of kinui? Does that only apply in Eretz Yisrael also, or is that a halacha outside as well? The Tur Paskins, Sarach l'shara shachareha v'lachados l'shem genai, period. As we said, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tur, not limited. But the Prisha quotes the Marshal that both of these, not just l'shara shachareha, but the kinui also applies only to Eretz Yisrael. And the Taz is l'na matama, why would that would be? In that same simen, in Kuf Mem Vav, Sif Yud Beis, at the last Taz in the Simen, Kasa Prisha Vashem Marshal, Pirish Davka Beretz Yisrael. Vehutema, just quotes Vehutema, Venira Dito Sofer Hukan, Veshayach Al Haresha, Ditzorach Lashare Shachareha, De Oz Davka Beretz Yisrael, Shitzorach Lios Menuka Umitu Heres. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, it has to be clean and pure, and therefore it makes sense to search and destroy applies there. But the halacha of Kinui L'Avodah Zarah, why would that be limited? Veshuvra Isi came by Rambam, Perek Zayin, also on the Rambam. The Rambam only quotes that limitation to the L'Shari Shacharim, but not to the L'Chan L'Shem Genai. So, assuming that it's not a Torah Sofer, the priest of the name of the Marshal, that it's just an Eretz Yisrael, so what the Seder Yaakov, one of the Achronim, also discusses, is that a din in the Gavra or a din in the Makom? Does it go by where you are, or does it go by where the Avodah Zarah is? What if I'm in Chutz La'aretz and I'm talking about an Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael? So, is there a mitzvah of Kinui there, even though I'm not there? It goes by the Avodah Zarah, or the opposite? What if I'm in Eretz Yisrael and Avodah Zarah is a Chutz La'aretz? Right, so it's a suffix about a din d'araisa. It's an important chakira. It says, "Ha'im u'din b'gavra, ha'inu ima adam u'eretz Yisrael, shesh'och l'charadus l'shem, afilu al avodah zarah, nimtzeis b'chutz la'aretz." You're in God's palace, so you have to have a certain approach to any avodah zarah where you are, or no. It doesn't go by where you are. O'shemu alacha b'etzem avodah zarah, shem hi b'eretz Yisrael, shesh'och l'charadus l'shem, v'im hi b'chutz la'aretz, ein zarah l'charadus l'shem. U'meil agam ima adam b'chutz la'aretz, zarah l'charadus l'shem, l'avodah zarah, nimtzeis b'eretz Yisrael. Re'lashari shachareha, it obviously goes by the mikum of the avodah zarah. Right, but the kinui, assuming that is also limited, so that would depend on this hakira. In general, we know the Gemara does not like nicknames in terms of even less neutral nicknames. The Gemara elsewhere talks about not being mechane any Jew. So one might say, you know, there are many types of English names that people have. Is that called a nickname, or is that called his given name? That's not the Torah, the name that was given to him at his bris. So that's a discussion. If you look in the English Sefer, the Right and the Good by Rabbi Feldman, so he discusses there on a deeper level based on earlier Achronim, he talks about a nickname. So I've mentioned this before. Beyond embarrassment, a further level of emotional violation is present. A person's name is his connection to his sense of identity, to his awareness of his own existence as an independent individual. Indeed, the rabbinical sages consider names to be deeply indicative of one's inner character. Rara Meir of the Gemara, Shmagarim, he used to note the name and know whether the person was trustworthy or not. To be deprived of this name is to become disenfranchised from the reality of being a unique creation. It is to stand bereft of any evidence of individuality. The resulting alienation is profound. It clearly impacts differently than humiliation in other forms, yet apparently in a devastating manner. V'chulu, what if somebody's used to it? But either way, the mahus of a person is reflected by their name, and it could be in certain situations when I remove that. So then, especially, let's say, as younger boys are wont to do, to call people by their last name. So then you're not an individual anymore, you're just a family. Right, that's the whole, everybody's one. So again, I mean, there's no isser here, but it's just something to be aware of. Interesting halacha about names. Right, it relates to the Nitziv and the other Mefarshim in Parshas Bereishis, where Adam HaRishon called everything a name, called every being a name, and that name reflects the mahus of the item, and that's not just a arbitrary kriyas Hashem. Right, Adam called every animal a shame. No, it was just that he saw the essence of the item and was able to do that. Okay, so that's in terms of a little bit about kinui. And now we get back to the topic of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said on yesterday's daf, Avodah Zarah that is mechubar. Avodah Zarah that is attached to the ground or is the ground. What is the halacha? So we have the Mishnah. We already said that this brisa relates to that. Tani Tana Kamei D'Rav Sheshes. Ha'akum ha'ovdim es'harim ves ha'gva'os. Akum, idolaters that worship mountains and hills. Hein mutarin va'ovdim b'sayef. The mountains are not ne'esar. The mountain is mechuba l'karka. It's karka, it's not ne'esar, as we said in the Mishnah. Va'ovdehen b'sayef. And those that worship the mountains, even though they do not become Nasar, besides if they are Chayim Misa. Right? Like we saw Rashi yesterday discuss that with Tosfos, had a little different shot. Ves ha-Zeraim, ves ha-Yerakos, but the trees, Zeraim and the Yerakos, on the, in those situations, Hein Asur and Vavdan Besayef. So they are Asur. They are Asur. The trees are Asur. Why are the trees Asur? What's the difference between trees and mountains? Aren't they both Mechubar? Omar le damalchamani Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. He, it's like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda who said on yesterday's daft. Omar ilan shenatol b'sof avdo aser. Right, if you planted a tree and then you decide to serve it after it's already mechubar, so then it can become aser. So like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda shita yesterday says the Gemara. How do you know that's what the Brice is talking about? The Brice says that the trees are aser. Maybe it's trees that were planted, and this Brice is even according to the Rabbanan. Why should it be limited to Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? V'lukma be'ilon shenito mitchila lakach v'rabanan. Why are we forced to say that this brisa is only limited to one of the shitos of the Tanah? We never like to say that. We'd rather say it's l'kuli alma. So maybe it's even according to the rabanan, especially if the other sheet is rabim. So Gemara said lo saga daitach. No, diktani dum yitahar. Because I assume in the brisa we're putting together mountains and trees. So if you're comparing them, so we compare ma har shalonato mitzchila lakach, just like a mountain was not planted originally for avodah zarah, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu made the mountain, right? It's not wasn't it nata afai nami shalonato mitzchila lakach. So too, the trees are talking about a case where they were not planted for that originally, and therefore we assume the brisa is only according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. When the brisa starts off with Akum, again, it's a davar pashut, but Akum, we're talking about an idolater here being chayav misa. Why? Because this is one of the Sheva mitzvos. You know, Rashi quotes, just reminds us, Rashi says in the second line, Ovdei and Besayif, to Bnei Noach, Nitztabo al Avodas Kochavim. Bnei Noach are commanded on Avodas Zarek, Bissanhedrin, V'yamrin and Hasam, Kal Misa, Amur, Bidla Bnei Noach, Eina El Asayif. Right? That's just like a Jew would be chayav for Avodas Zarek, so to a non-Jew. Are there differences between the Avodas Zarek of a Jew and a non-Jew? Of course. There are differences. There are various differences. Shituf is one of the big ones. Right? Tosfos and Sanhedrin discusses this. Right? Whether there is shituf, if a non-Jew believes in Hashem, but also believes in other things. Right? Is that avodah zarah or not? They believe in the Trinity. Right? Is that avodah zarah or not? That's a big discussion, whether that is avodah zarah for a Jew. But is that avodah zarah for a non-Jew? There could be other differences between the two. But we know one major difference, not maybe halacha l'maisa, but in terms of hashkafically and categorization, and that is how many mitzvahs are there. Right, the Umos HaOlam and the Akum, Bnei Noach, have one mitzvah of Avodah Zarah. There are seven mitzvahs. In that one mitzvah are many, many halachos. For a Jew, there are many mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah, right? That's the point that the Sefer HaChinuch makes, which we have, again, I mentioned often, but that's the godless of what we do in this Avodah Zarah, in this Dafyomi world, and that is, we should have Avodah Zarah to Dafyomi, right? We should be worship Dafyomi and not let anything, distract us. Obviously not from the one who is Mitzvah Dafyomi, and that's a Kaddish Baruch. But either way, there are the Sefer HaChinuch in Taft HaZayin, in Vayeschanan, the only mitzvah that's counted in the second of the Aseres HaDibros. Right, the only mitzvah that's added on by the Monei Mitzvahs. Right, we don't count Shabbos again based on Vezchanan, that's already counted. We don't count Lo Sisa, we don't count Kabbalah Sevicha Vesimecha, but we do count Lo Sisaveh. Lo Sisaveh does not appear in the Yisrael, it only appears in Vezchanan. So we count it. And then the Chinuch here does not mention it there in Yisrael, but here mentions, and remember, Lo Sisaveh applies to every person in the world. Don't think Losis Ave only applies to Jews, it also applies to non-Jews. Why? Because it is an anaf of gezel. It's an anaf of stealing. What do you mean it's an anaf of gezel? It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvos. The answer is, the Chinuch says there, that this is an example where we know the seven Sheva Mitzvos of Noach are seven categories of Mitzvos, and it's not seven specifics. And that's why that's how we have to understand them. She anav lemitzvos gezel she achas b'sheva mitzvos she stavu lem kol bnei noach ki be'emes osan hasheva hein kein klolus avo yesh ben pratim harbe. But there are many pratim like arayas isur arayas nechshalom der klal mitzvah achas v'yesh ba pratim isur aim isur achos b'na aim isur eishas ish eishas av zochar behema. All of those are included as one lo sasei for umos haolam for bnei noach, and for Jews it is many. Why there's so many for Jews? Because, he quotes the Mishnah at the end of Makos, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, Lefichach Hirba Aleihem Torah Omitzos. He wanted to give us a schus, and therefore he was marbet. Right? What's he trying to do? He's trying to answer the question of the Rishonim. And that is, Rechinim HaKashi Omer, that's a schus. Right? I want to give you a schus. You have a teacher. I want to give you a schus. I'm going to give you 14 extra term papers. Right? That's not a schus. That's terrible. I'm upset. I don't want that. Just give me one paper. Why are there so many papers? Right, that's the question of all the Rishonim already. What exactly is the, why is that a schus to have so many mitzvahs? So the Sefer HaChinuch's answer here is that the more mitzvahs we have, the greater it is for us. And things that were mitzvahs anyway, that would have been one mitzvah, but that now it's considered 25 mitzvahs. And that's why it's a schus, because we do the same thing, but we get more mitzvos because Hashem was mechalek. Aval b'Yisrael einu inyan kein sheratz amakom lezakosam v'hirba lahen mitzvos yoser mehen v'gam ba'osan shudis tavinu anachnu v'heim zachinu anachnu liyos disavinu aleihem b'mitzvos asei v'lavin nifradim v'kol zeh zchus v'tovah l'nafsheinu shkala osa mitzvah achas kona lo praklet echad, quoting the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos also. So that's the Lizakos Lafika Khirbalam. There's other Pshatim given to that too, just maybe they mentioned two, one of the Rishonim, one of the Achronim, the Rambam. The Rambam is one of the earliest who asked this question. Last Mishnah in Makos. Why is it a schus? Again, for Rabbi Chinim and Akasha. Mi Yisodos Ha'emuna Batorah, says the Rambam. It's one of the Yisodos of our Emuna. Shem Kiyem Ha'adam Mitzvah. Mishlosh Esrei V'sheish Meos Mitzvahs Karaui. Uka Hogan. If a Jew does one mitzvah perfectly, one mitzvah, with lishma, with kavana, without any ulterior motives. There's no other reason I did the mitzvah. It's not that I want to be noticed. It's not why I get physical pleasure from it. Whatever. I do one mitzvah in my life perfectly. Our ticket to Olam Haba is by doing that one mitzvah sometime in our 120 years, perfectly with kavana. V'lachein, so says the Rambam, if that's a ticket to Olam Haba, if there were only 12 mitzvos, and my personality didn't connect to any of those 12 mitzvos, it would be very hard for me to get to Olam Haba through that way. Hopefully there are other ways to get to Olam Haba. But if there are 12, so that's very hard. If there are many, everybody's different. Everybody has a different personality. So we're going to connect to something. I once heard a mashal. You know, imagine you have to take courses in a college semester. There are only seven courses listed. None of those courses connect to me. I'm not really interested in those. What if there are 100 courses? Something there relates. You're going to want to take one of those. 613! There's something there that's going to connect to everybody. So that's the Rambam here. V'lachin amar Rabbi Chanana, ki machmas ribu ya mitzvos I efshar shalo yasa adam achas b'chol yimei chayav b'shleimus v'yizkel asharas anefesh b'oso amaisa. And that's what he says. And he quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, actually, that we had earlier. Remember the Gemara B'chini Metradion? Before he was killed, and the other Tana that was dying, he says, and B'chini Metradion asked him, am I going to Olam Haba? Very unusual. And he says, yeah, you do any mitzvah lately? And he didn't say, well, I taught Torah Barabim. And then I was, no, his answer, oh, I gave some tzedaka properly. I didn't mix up the money. Remember that Gemara? See, analosh is dam lo mitzvah tzedaka, but tachlus ashleimus of sharis. The Rambam quotes that Gemara as saying, because that he did totally perfectly lishma without any ulterior motives. That's his ticket. V'zacha b'alachay olam haba. And that's Lahagdol Torah Lahadir, but that's the Rambam in the last Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos in Makos. So the Rambam took some heat for that pshat. Maharal and others, you know, were upset. What? You don't know that you could understand that Rambam as focus on that one mitzvah and you're good. No, of course, the Rambam is not saying that. Right? You have to do all the mitzvahs. But the Rambam is saying that if there's a specific mitzvah that you connect to, there are certain people that are tzedakah Jews, there are certain people that are learning Jews, there are certain people that are chesed Jews, certain people that are Yom Kippur Jews, certain people that are Purim Jews, certain people that are, you know, the different days connect. So again, but we have to do all of them. We have to do all of them. That's not what the Rambam meant. Anyway, okay, one other pshat, and then we'll continue. We have one of the Rishonim, so we have to give fair treatment. One of the Achronim, the Netziv. The Netziv, again in a famous comment in the Shiltos, when the Shiltos discusses the mitzvah of building a sukkah, where he says that the mitzvah is to build a sukkah and sit in the sukkah. And that's, again, a much-discussed Shiltos. There's a mitzvah to build a sukkah, a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. If you build a sukkah and don't sit in it, you don't get the mitzvah. According to the Bavli, we don't make a bracha on building a sukkah. So that's where the Netziv develops his idea of Hechsher Mitzvah Haksuva Batorah. The Netziv is machalib between two types of preparatory stages of mitzvos. Preparatory stages which are not mentioned in the Torah, like most. Cutting the horn off of the ram to use for shofar. That's not a mitzvah. That's a pure preparatory stage. Right? If I have a shofar, there's no idea of doing that. Just to say I did it. Right? Or many other most mitzvahs that we have, nothing to do, there's no Hechsher mitzvah. But that's significant inherently. But says the Netziv, once in a while you have a Hechsher mitzvah that's written in the Torah itself. Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha. Or you have other examples of covenant oneg or in the pasuk in Yeshayahu, or tzitzis, va'asu lahem tzitzis. Tzitzis, uchsav tam al mezuzas beisecha v'sherecha. Writing mezuzah, tying the tzitzis on. Those are all preparatory stages, but they're mentioned in the Torah. So the Netziv comes up with his chiddush, that there's a difference between hechsher mitzvah k'suvah b'Torah and hechsher mitzvah she'enik k'suvah b'Torah. If it's written in the Torah, it has added significance. For halach l'maisa, you might apply osik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah, you might apply mitzvah bo, yoser mi b'shlucho, you might apply various other halachos that come up. Maybe you'll make a bracha. At least it's a havamina to make a bracha by those hechsher mitzvahs. There's a three nafkaminas that Netziv points out. But then at the end of that piece, this part of it is not as quoted. He says, that's the pshat of Rabbi Chanina ben Akashia. Because, Razak and Sparkle, Zakos, Yisrael, we were going to have to do these anyway. But Hashem made them into mitzvos. To give us extra schuyos. Right? Because we really didn't need Hashem didn't have to tell us that this is a mitzvah, because we do it anyway. Because we have to put on tzitzis. We have to affix a mezuzah. But Hashem made them into mitzvos in order to give us a ribui. Because after all, says the Netziv, if you don't say that, here about Torah mitzvahs, there's a perfect unit of mitzvos. There's 613. They existed before the world was created. So what does it mean that there's an extra mitzvah? There's no extra mitzvah. There's the perfect number of mitzvos. So the Tziv says that no, that's what it means. Hashem, the preparatory stages were added on. Good. And there's a lot more, but we'll leave that for now. How do we get into this? Because we spoke about the Sefer HaChinuch on this Rashi about Akum. Good. Itmar, right in the middle. Avne Har Shnidal Dulu. So we mentioned already that a mountain cannot be Ne'asar, because it comes from Hashem. As we said yesterday, it doesn't have Tfisas Yidei Adam. So what about a rock from a mountain that was dislodged by itself? A human being didn't cut it. Somehow, Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know, there was a storm, but a piece of rock that got dislodged. So could that be Ne'asar? Because now it's moved, it's not Mechubar anymore, but it was never touched by human hands. So, B'nai Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Yochanan, machlokas between the children of Rabbi Chiyah, who Rashi reminds us from Maseches Nida, B'nai Rabbi Chiyah are Yehuda and Chizkiyahu, B'nai Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Yochanan, Chadamar Asuros, Chadamar Mutaros. My time, I demand Amar Mutaros, why is it Mutar? So the fact that the Gemara asks that means that which is the more obvious Shita for the Gemara? Asuros. Right, because the Gemara asks Mutaros. So I would have thought the Gemara's assumption is that it's Asur, because now it's not attached anymore. So now it's like any other Mitaltalin that can be Ne'asar. So the Gemara though asks though, why would you say it's Mutar? Kahar, because the Svar still applies like a mountain. Mahar Shein Bo Tfisas Yidei Adam Umutar. Afhani Shein Bo Tfisas Yidei Adam Umutarin. Just like a mountain has not been touched by human hands, and it's Mutar because of that, so too here. So Gemara says, Malahar Shekin Mechubar. But one second, a mountain is Mechubar. It's ground. As we said yesterday from Rabbi Yosef Engel, right? It is the ground. It's not attached to the ground. So therefore, that doesn't apply to if it is when it's detached. So Gemara says, Behematochiach, an animal will prove that that is not a problem. Because a live animal is also not Ne'esar to a Hedyot. And yet, it's not Mechubar. So you see, you don't need mechubar to say something is not asur bahana'ah. And therefore, you put this, you use behema along with har, that helps. Rashi quotes, what's the source for an animal not being ne'asar? Because we know that the halacha is a behema is ne'asar for a karban, a ne'evad. So if it's asur for a karban, so it must be that it's not asur for hedyot. If you need a separate pasuk to teach me that it's asur to give a karban, right, Rashi on the fourth skinny line, once the Torah asers ne'evad for a karban, so that implies that for a regular person, not a karban, it would be mutter. Because it would be asr to all, you don't need a pasik. If it's asr to a hedyot, of course it's asr to gavoa. Right, how be mashki Yisrael k'siv and amutar li Yisrael. You're only allowed to bring a carbon from something that's mutter for a Yisrael, for a hedyot. So that is why I must need the pasuk. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how do I know an even shini daldel is mutter? You know that from compared to mountain. A mountain is mechubar. Oh no, behema will help. Mala behema shkin ba'alas chayim. One second, an animal is live. An animal is alive, and that's why it is not ne'eseres. An animal has a reason because it's alive. A mountain has a reason because it's bechubar. Right? Neither of those reasons apply to a rock that was dislodged. So the Gemara says, Har yochiach. Har will prove that you don't need to have ba'alas chayim. V'chazar adin. So we put the two together. Lo ra'izeh, k'ra'izeh, v'lo ra'izeh, k'ra'izeh. The nature of each one is not the same. Hatarasheva shebehen. The common denominator, she'ein bohen tfisis yidei adam umoter. The common denominator between them is that humans, there hasn't been human input, right, in the mountain or in the live animal, umutter, af kol shein bohen tfisei adam umutter, so too anything that does not have tfisei adam is going to be mutter, and therefore it includes an even hani daldel. The Shor Mishnah and Balacha here quotes various achronim, starting with Chassam Sofer, and others, talking about ein bohen tfisei adam. It is a very halach lamaisa shayla in certain places in the world. To melt snow in order to use for a mikvah. Right, let's say you're in an area where it is hardly ever rains, and you know, in very hot climates where there's difficulty. So the post can talk about, and they've done this in various places. They truck in on a big 18-wheeler a huge chunk of an iceberg, and then they put it in a certain way, and they're going to melt it, and eventually it's going to be part of the mikvah. So is that called tfisas yadav? You didn't do anything, right? You didn't cut it. Right, so that's a discussion that Chassam Sofer has in the Yoredei and Simin Reish Yud Gimel. Mikvah hanasem b'sheleg shahanifshar al yedei tasim, and he could use things to melt it. Tasim melubanim v'gechalim shein b'zechshash havaya b'dei adam shezerak hasaras haminia. Talk about the Avnei Nezer, right? Is this chashiv nasei de adam? If you just move something, if you actively melt it. Quotes in Egle Tal. Anyway, that's a discussion. Tfisa de Adam doesn't only come up here by Avodah Zarah. It comes up also by Hilchos Mikvaos. Okay, continuing. So far, we have a source. We have a source for the Mandarma that says Mutter. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Mala Tzara Shava Shemhen, maybe they're not a good model. Har and Behema are not a good model. Mala Tzara Shava Shemhen, Shekein Lonish Tana Mibir Yasan. By the animal, by the mountain, it hasn't changed from its original state, from its natural state. So maybe that's why it is muteris. That's why it is not nasar. Unlike this rock that became dislodged, it's not in its original state. It's different from where it was. So Gemara, there's something to say on that line, but first we'll finish. Okay, so change one of them. And make one of them not as it originally was. Number one, an animal that developed a mum and a mountain. So those two together, right, those could be the models because they're both no tfisas de adam, and one of them is not as it was, mi bir yasan, vinami, or the opposite, mi behema tama, a perfect animal, a complete and unblemished animal, umilam ilan yavish, and a tree that dried up. So that also is changed from what it was. So that is also examples that we could give for items that are not ne'esar, right? Rashi says, we're talking about the Rabbanan, that argue in Mitzvah of Yehuda, right? That even if it was not Talam Sof Nevad, is not going to be Aser. Uman, so those are that's the Shita that says Mutter. Uman da Asar, lahachi ksiv, and what about the one that says Aser? Now that we have a source and a reason to say why it's mutter by an Evan Shini Daldel. So now we go back and say, why would you say it's Asar? Umanta Asar, Lahachi Ksiv, Shakes to Sakshen of a Saif to Savanu. That's why it has the extra lashon of treating Avodah Zarah as Toeva. The Afagav, the Asya, Medina, Lahetera. Even though there is a way to have a limud to say it's mutter, Lotasya, don't make that limud. There's a special Pasuk in the Torah to tell me when we make drushes regarding Avodah Zarah, Darshin Lechumra and not Lekula. That's the psuk. Those are the psukim of Shaketz Shlakin of Saif Tzavenu. Fascinating the comment of the Gemara. Look at Rashi, the last couple of skinny lines. Umi Mashmauta Dekra Nafka. From the pasuk we learn Demashma Kol Drushos Shata Doresh Bavodas Kochavim Lo Tidrushem Elo LeShaketz VeLeEsar. Drushas Chazal, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, should always be lechumra. Ve'ein lecha lahatir bo ela mashehitir lo hakasav beferish. What's mutter is only what the pasuk says is mutter. Anything else, we're going to darshin lechumra. In most areas of halacha, there's objectivity. Yidarshan l'chumra l'kula, depends on the Mesorah, depends how you understand it. In certain areas of halacha, we darshan l'chumra, we darshan l'kula. Here we darshan l'chumra. We also have by mesis. By mesis, we have a special halacha also of darshaning l'chumra, not exactly in the same way, but by mesis, we have a separate halachas about someone who, that's connected to avodah zarah. So it's all the same. But in general, in terms of drashos, that's the exception. In terms of psak, we're always objective. We know there's one area of halacha where we know that we try to be no tel lahakel, right? In Hilchas Kashrus, it's either mutter or aser, right? It's kind of, there's cases, there's tzrachim of shas hatzchak and hefsen meruba. Yeah, there are other factors, but it's more of a objective halacha. In Hilchas Nida, we generally try to be makel as much as we can. And even if a rav can't give a psak, he'll say, you know what, go ask another rav. Go ask another rav. By kashrus, you know, I'm not sure about the fork. Go ask another rav. That generally does not happen. Right? You give an answer, and either it's treift or it's not. When it comes to Hilchas Taras HaMishpacha, so that is where the rav tries to do whatever he can. Latire, and that's the diik that the Noda Behuda has on the Gemara in the first parak of Sechas Brachas, where David HaMelech says, all the other kings sleep late every morning, but I wake up early because I'm busy, Osek Bashir Vashilya, Kidei, Latire Isha Labaila. That's the language of the Gemara. It doesn't say to figure out what the halacha is. He says, Latire Isha Labaila, because that's the goal. That's what he tries to do. Again, honest with the halacha, as possible, right? You can't just make up any halacha, but as long as there is a basis, the lahakel, so that's one area. But in terms of darshaning, that's what we have this Gemara. Good. So the Gemara here discusses, when is an animal considered changed? If it gets a mum. What happens if the animal just gets older? Is that called a change? Right? What about if a person gets older? Is that a halachic change? Well, we know, godless for sure. But what about if an animal gets older? So there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma that seems to say that, at least according to one opinion, there is a change, right? Remember the Gemara in Meruba? Ganav tle v'nasa ayil, egel v'nasa shor. Somebody steals a little baby tle, and then it becomes an ayil by itself. Egel, I see a little calf, and it becomes an ox. Says the Gemara, mishalin tashlumi kefav tashlumi dal v'hei ke'en sheganav. Right, that's the kasha, that's the tosefta. Rabbi Law says the opposite. Let's go to the previous line. Gonna tlev nasa ayel, egav nasa shor, nasa shinui biyado, vikna'o. That's called a shinui. And therefore what? Talach umachar, shelohu tover shelomacher. So if I shecht it, I have to pay by samachayim abes. Right, I have to pay by what it is now, because there's a shinui has taken place. I was tover umachar, I have to pay 4 and 5. So that sounds like the animal just getting older. That's a shinui. Our Gemara comes up and says that no, it's only if it's balas mum. So there's a big the Rashi there that's discussed by many. Rashi says there's a shinui and you kno'o. Rashi says ukno'o b'shinui lahamilsa. Oh, two words. So Rashi and the Rabbeinu Peretz picks up on this, and the Achronim pick up on this. Rashi is limiting that Gemara. Right, you say, it's not a general shinui, it's a shinui de memela, you didn't do anything for this specific regard. Why? And the Achronim explain. Because dafka, in order to get to the Achronim, you can learn all about Bava Kamma and not catch it because it's a ritva in Avodah Zarah. The ritva says, right here, on our Gemara, Pirish, v'gidul behema lo chashav shinui be'inyin zeh. Right, it's only the Baal Mum, not the Shinui of the Gidul. The Afagav, the Choshev Shinui Le'inyin Gezel. Even though regarding Gezel it's called a Shinui, Shiny Hasam Da'aiter Kralahachi Asher Gazal Ke'en She'Gazal Yachzir. Special din by Geneva and Gezela. By Geneva and Gezela, you have a very high standard. If it's not exactly as it was, so then you're not giving back, you know, what was, and therefore it's called a Shinui for Gezel. Even though it's not called a shinui for avodah zarah in our sugya. So again, you could have different definitions in different categories. Maybe this also relates, I saw someone point out, maybe it relates to the thought that Reb Chaim has in Hilchos Gzela. Even if you say, in the sugya of shinui kona, even if something is not considered a shinui, it's still not the same item for you to say, harei shel chalafanecha. Hey, this is the item that I took, it's yours. There's a middle ground. Shinui kone means mamish is different. Haresha chalfanecha, I'm giving it right back, means it's mamish exactly the same thing as it was. There could be something in between that. It's not exactly as it was, but it's not Shinui Kona. So that could be this middle ground, and therefore for Geneva and Gzeila, it has to be exactly to be able to say Arei Shechal Fanecha. For Avodah Zarah, it has to actually be a Shinui. Okay, again, a big topic in Perek Meruba. Good, let's continue. Tistayim. So we have a machlokes, B'nei Rabbi Chiya and Reb Yochanan. So the sign of B'nei Rabbi Chiya Desharu. Let's say Rabbi Chiya, let's prove that Rabbi Chiya is the one that is Matir. They're the ones that say that the rock that gets dislodged is Mutter. The boy Chizkiya, because Chizkiya was one of the sons. So he asked, Zaka Beit Lashtach Vosla. I take an egg, I stand up the egg to bow down to the egg. Mahu. So, does that egg become Aser? So I stood it up to bow down to it, and I actually bow down to it. And the question is, does the egg become Ne'avad? And Ne'asar? Well, why wouldn't it? So, one second. An egg, did I create the egg? The chicken created the egg. All I did was stand it up. So what's the question? V'kami boile, hais kifasa, ihavi maisa, olavi maisa. Is standing up an egg? An egg's on the floor, and I pick it up, and I just turn it, and now I pick it up. So is that called an act or not? Aval lo zakaf, lo mitzra. But if I wouldn't have touched the egg, then everybody would agree that it wouldn't become nasa. Why not? Because the egg coming out of the chicken is like the rock coming off the mountain. Right? And neither the person is not involved, and maybe that's why he's saying it would be mutter. And therefore, without the ishtachavaya, it would definitely be mutter. So isn't that what the suffix is? So the Gemara says, no, you don't have to say that. Lo, 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 melacha, b'nei Rabbi Chiya da Asri. Maybe b'nei Rabbi Chiya could also be the ones that are usr. The ishtachavala, avagav de lo zak basura. And it could be usr even if you didn't bow down to it. I'm sorry, even if you didn't stand it up, it would be usr. The suffix here is a case where the Jew stood up the egg to bow down to it, and he never got to bow down to it. Gemara says, so what's the suffix then? If you hold like the opinion that we'll have by the Shem in a couple of dafim, that the Avodah Zarah of a Jew is usr right when it's designated, so then asura, then it's usr, even without doing anything. And if it's only usr once it's worshipped, halopach, and it wasn't worshipped here. So what's the question? Either it's mutter or it's usr. So what's the suffig? So lo tzricha kon shezaka beit l'shtachavos la, v'lo ishtachavela, a Jew stood up the egg to bow down to it, never got around to bow down to it, u'ba'o v'kochavim ishtachavela. And then an idolater happened to walk by and bow down to it. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains the suffig. Fifth wide line. Well, it didn't belong to the idolater, so why should it be usr? The difference is here is the Jew already kind of like opened up the door for it to be worshipped. And therefore, maybe you would say, it can become nasa because of his gilui milsa, as Rashi says, gilui daita. But once he stood it up, maybe that's why it's different. Back to the Gemara. A Jew that stands up a brick to bow down to it. If a Jew stands up the brick and it's bowed down to by the Ovik Ochavim, then it becomes Asur. So why would the egg be any worse? In a brick is difference lengthwise and widthwise. It's clear that the Jew stood this up. You see the Jew standing it up straight. So that's clear. Aval beitza lo, an egg is not so much, I mean, if you look closely, you could see. But if you look from a little distant, it's not so clear that the Jew is standing it up on its side. So therefore, maybe you would not say that that's called an act. Odilma lo shno, or they say, no, the egg is like the rock, teku. So, no answer given. Lamaisa, we don't know who says mutter and who says usser. The Rama Paskins, Lakula. By Avni Harshan and Daltalu. By this case, he Paskins Lakula. The Ran leaves a Bitsarachian. It's a Bai Deloshit in the Gemara. How can the Rama Paskin Lakula here? The Ran, right here on Daf Chaf Amad Aleph. The Kiva Delo Idmer Hilchazak Echad Minayu, Naktinan Lachumra de Bishal Torah. The Ran says, I think you Paskin Lachumra. It's a Suffolk about Nisidaraisa. The Ran, the Ketzer Mishnah says that it must be the Rambam had a different girsa. Right? It must be that the Rambam's girsa was Bnei Rabbi Chiya Sharu v'Hilchus Kavasai l'Gabei Rabbi Yochanan. He must have had a girsa that the Gemara did paskin like Bnei Rabbi Chiya, or the Gemara figured out which shita said what. Bnei Rabbi Chiya were the ones that said Mutter, and we paskin like Bnei Rabbi Chiya over Rabbi Yochanan. That's the suggestion that Kaza Mishnah says. The Rambam must have had another girsa. Okay.
Does that mean he rejects
If he says mutter, so then he would not have that special drusha of darshaning lechumra? Right, I'm not sure. Unless you say this is considered a heter beferish. Right, if he would have a different makar. The only drusha is darshaning at lechumra. But yeah, I'm not sure. If he has a different girsa, then we don't know what other part of the Gemara he had a different girsa in either. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, last line. Hamishtachev lahar avanav ma'ol mizbeach. We mentioned if somebody bows down to a har, so then it's not nasar as is, even though the person might be chayamisa. But what happens? Can you take those rocks for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mizbeach? Again, the Achronim point out, it could be that it must have fallen out because you're not allowed to use a stone that had a knife on it or a sword on it. Right? Losanif had an Aliyah Barzel. So somehow you got rid of that, you got over that, around that problem. So can you use it for the Mizbeach? Yesh nevad b'mechubar eitzal gavoa, o e nevad b'mechubar eitzal gavoa. Is there a status of ne'evad while it is still mechubar for the Beis HaMikdash or not? Question one. And if you want to be machmer in that shayla, and even if you want to say it does have the status of nevad, and therefore it cannot be used in the for gavoa, but maybe that only applies to mamasha karban. This is for the mizbeach. The mizbeach is not avoda; it's used for avoda. So machshire karban kakarman damo olo. So number one, is it ne'evad? And number two, even if it is ne'evad, maybe you'll say it's only a machshir of a karban, and therefore it would be mutter. So the Gemara says, Amarava kalvachomer. Maybe it's a kalvachomer. Ma esnan. You know, esnan zona. If Rachman al-Aslan, a man is with a zona, and he gives her an animal as payment for her services, so that animal, the Torah says, cannot be used as a carbon. Losavi esnan zona mechir kela, beis Hashem al-kecha. So, uma esnan, shemuter betolosh lehedyot. But esnan is not usher to a hedyot. Right, that's a despicable avera, but that money doesn't become aser bahana'a to a hedyot, it's only to the Beis HaMikdash. Uma esnan she mutter batalash lehedyot. Esnan, which is mutter when it's detached, if it's money. For a hedyot, aser bimechubar legavoa, and it's still aser bimechubar legavoa. How do you know that? Tichsiv. Lo savi esnan zona mechir kelef, lo shna talash, lo shna bimechubar. The pasuk doesn't make any distinctions. All cases of esnan would be asr l'gavoa, even if it's mechubar. So ne'evad, she'asr b'talosh l'hedyot. A mamish, something that's worshipped, ne'evad, which is avodah zarah, that's asr b'talosh l'hedyot. Eino din she'asr mechubar l'gavoa. So surely it should be more chamor than esnan. If esnan has one halacha, then the ne'evad should have even more chamor halacha. The Gemara says back, you can make an exact opposite kavachomer. Amar le Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua l'Rava, o chiluf, you can have a different kavachomer, just switch around the factors. Uma ne'evad she'asr b'talosh eitzel hedyot. Ne'evad, which is asr b'talosh. Mutter b'mechubar l'gavoa, but still ne'evad is mutter if it's mechubar. Shenemar Eloheihem al heharim, v'lo heharim Eloheihem, lo shna lehedyot, v'lo shna l'gavoa. It says a mountain is not asr for anybody. So esnan shemutter betalosh lahedyot, eino din shemutter b'mechubar l'gavoa. So you have the exact opposite conclusion. It says Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua to Rava, v'im yishu beis Hashem alokecha. And if you're telling me, well, doesn't it say beis Hashem alokecha? Right? Don't bring an esnan zona mechir kelev beis Hashem alokecha. So that's somehow including something else, right? We want to darshan something about a house being mechubar, and it's also even if it's mechubar. So no, the Gemara says to me, boy, look at the Tanya. No, that teaches me a different halacha. Beis Hashem alokecha prat lepara. Sheina ba'a lebayis divir b'lazar. B'lazar says it's to exclude paraduma. Right? The avoda paraduma is done on harazesim. It's not done in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, if a para is given as in esnan, so then that is that would not be usser, right? That would not be usser, right? That doesn't come to the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe that's what bias is excluding. V'cham omer l'rabo says a rikuim, or it's to include the lined inside of the Beis HaMikdash, the golden. So that is considered bias, and that would be usser. But either way, you could darshan it lekula. So we have two kalvachomers in opposite directions. So Rava says back, Amar le, anak kamina lechumra. V'yat amar lekula, kul v'chumra lechumra parchinan. No, if you have a choice, you're right. I think your drasha makes sense too. But if you have a choice of two drashos, you would go lechumra and not lekula. So this might be a specific avodah zara halacha, right? Lechumra. Or it could be generally, we know there's a general Midahi Batora, right? The Gemara in Baba Kama discusses this, whenever you have a lechumra lekula, lekula makshinon or lechumra makshinon, you always compare it lechumra. Right? That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel has in Klal Yud Ches and Asin Daraisa. The fact that we paskin lekula, lechumra, lechumra makshinon, not exactly the same here as darshaning, but, what the source for that is, right? Look, why do we always say lechumra makshinon? But again, that's similar to here, that we say if you have a choice, lechumra parchinan, and not exactly lechumra makshinan. Right, that's to discuss whether there's any svara for that. Rabbi Tam says there in Baba Kama Daf Gimel, midahi batora, loshna b'isura v'loshna b'mamona. Right, it's a midah, and it's not based on any specific svara. Okay, they look in the Chashuk Yechemen here. He has a shaila. Avanim shehuvu mehare maleya, ha'imutur livnos mehem beisakneses. Not going to find this in any other sefer. Right? You have a stone from the Himalayan mountains. Right? You're allowed to use that to build a shul. Avanim shuvum lehare malea. Shashvatim hagarim liadam. Ovdim lehem avadazara. Shkim shaharim elahim gavon biyoter ba'olam. The highest mountains in the world are in that area. So they worship these mountains. So you're allowed to use any of parts of those mountains to build a shul. So there is a line of the Radvaz. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, about our suffix in the Gemara, about can use it for the Mizbech, the Raman Paskins. Hamishtachav elahar, aval bishu mutar bahana'a, avana vasurum lemizbech. The Raman Paskins lechumer in this regard, in this shayla. Asks the Radvaz, vim tomar ma'ar yemishu davi nevad, tebek lemishim divin and shlemos, vlohe mevim avana lemizbech, alam bimsulas karka. Right? Had they get the rock? Right? Must have cut it, so isn't that a problem? Vyesh lomar, somehow it fell off. Or, this is the important line of the Radvaz, Yesh lomar hadinakat l'mizbeach lav dafka, elahu adin l'chol hamikdash, ein bonim bo avne harsha ne'avad, why? Vata mevuar, shekol dover shel kedusha, ein ro'i sheyehe bo tzad zecher avodazara. That's the language of the Radvaz. Yisurei mizbeach perak dalet halacha zayin. Kol dover shel kedusha, ein ro'i sheyehe bo tzad zecher avodazara. So based on that Radvaz, he says, maybe you'll say that you shouldn't use it. Right? If somebody had a piece of the Himalayan mountains that were worshipped by many over there in that part of the world. Okay. Oh yeah, by the way, the end of yesterday's shiur, I translated sin as a Japan, which should have been China. Okay, whatever. Amalei of Papa Larava. Weiter. The Kalhecha Diika Kuba Vachumra Lachula Lo Parchinan. Ask the Gemara, whenever you have a choice to ask a drasha or a pircha in a certain way, so you never go Lakula. What about the following? V'ha'azah de Pesach, the Pligi Bala Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Akiva. What about Hazah? Right? Hazah, sprinkling the dam of the Paradum in order to be Matar someone. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? That is a Machlokes Tanoim. What happens? What's the case here? Erev Pesach is the seventh day of a person after being Tameh. Meaning that night they're supposed to be Tar. Their seventh day is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach happens to be Shabbos. They're supposed to get sprinkled with the Paraduma water ashes today. It's Erev Pesach. If I do that, I can eat the Karan Pesach tonight. If I don't do that, I cannot eat the Karan Pesach tonight and I have to wait till Pesach Sheni. So what's the halacha? Are we mazeh on this day seven person on Shabbos on Erev Pesach? So that's a machlokas here. The pligi of Lezer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer savar lechumra. Rabbi Eliezer says lechumra, meaning what's the chumra here? I don't know. The chumra is that you are mazeh, and therefore he is chayev to eat the Karban Pesach. That's the chumra. The kamachayev lelagavra. Rabbi Akiva lekula. Rabbi Akiva is mekel. He says you're not mazeh, and therefore he's not chayev in the Karban Pesach. Upatar, the kapar Rabbi Akiva lekula. And Rabbi Akiva asks Rabbi Elezer lekula ditznan, as the Mishnah says there in Psachim, heishav Rabbi Akiva ochilah. Rabbi Akiva says to his Rabbi ochilah, maybe the opposite should be true. This is in the context of a long Mishnah going back and forth with Kal Vachomer. So if you remember that Mishnah, uma hazah shi mishum shvus eino docha Shabbos, hazah which is an only in Issa Drabanan, is not docha Shabbos, which is a shchita shida raisa lakosh again, surely shchita. Basically, he makes the Kal V'chomer that in the context is saying that you don't do Hazah. But the Kal V'chomer itself, as the Gemara is about to say, even Rabbi Kiva realizes is not true. Nobody says that Shechitas Pesach is not going to be Doche. That's the din, that's the Choves Hazman. But either way, but you see in Svara though, he's going Lakula. Ask the Gemara. Hasam, Rabbi Eliezer Gemara. Really, Rabbi Eliezer was his Rabbi. He had taught Rabbi Akiva Lakula. The Iker Le Talmude, but then Rabbi Elazar forgot his learning. Va'asar Rabbi Akiva Lad Kure, and Rabbi Akiva is reminding him. Va'hainu Darma Le Rabbi, and that's what Rabbi says. Al Tachbarini B'Shas Adin, don't deny me. Kaba Kubal Ani Mimcha. Hazaz Shvus V'Nadoch Hazashabbos. I learned from you. Hazaz Nisad Rabbanon, and it's not Doch Hashabbos, and you could do it, and therefore you're. This is what you taught me. So basically, he's not darshaning his own svara lakula. He's just trying to jar Rabbi Elazar's memory. And part of it is because his halacha is even false, and he knows that the halacha is false about this not allowing the shechita on Shabbos. So you can't bring a raya from there, lakula, of the that we're going to darshan that way, because he is just reminding him and jarring his memory, and not that he's actually making that drasha himself. Okay, I guess we have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Tomorrow's daf has not been given yet, so Hashem, we'll give it at some point today, and then Hashem, we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.